city. My horse knew we had no time to spare. Was there trouble whispering in my ear? Or the wind rushing through my hair? It was a truly ugly December when I arrived for the Eastern APA. With a sinking feeling in my stomach that wouldn't go away. There was no overflow. If it weren't for the wiles of Expedia, I wouldn't have the money to go. I entered to the foyer for registration. I slapped a badge upon my vest. My program notes hung at my side like a pistol, but my heart felt like it would leap from my chest. I entered into an elevator, looking for an interview suite. I couldn't remember the lines that I had memorized. Quick on my feet, I waited outside the door for what felt like an hour. Could hear some kind of cackling from within, and then the door, it opened and I was summoned by an old man with a mischievous grin. I felt like I would live to leave the room, but then someone asked me if I'd be at the smoker. I felt a sense of impending doom. Two guards, they checked my registration to make sure that I'd paid my dues. Then the bronze doors opened and I could witness a parade of bodies, parade in gleams and blues. And for those who've never been, I'll tell you what I beheld. In that room, shame and hunger were all manner of horrors dwell. A woman huddled in the corner with her shoulders sunk, her companion drinking the free beer, despairingly getting drunk. And at the center of every table, small flames were lit, and wisps of smoke would bind together and then quickly unknit. Slabs of meat and ill-fitting clothes shambled from fire to fire. Some moaned uncontrollably, some trembled with desire. And I tried not to stare at the bloodstains on the floor, but the soup smoke out.